Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I'm Chris Elio, filling in for the great Sean Carey for yet one more day. I think he's back tomorrow. Not 100% sure for the Big Bash. As we have our fall preview show, Steve Jones will be in the area partying with us, so looking forward to that. And he will also be in this very studio. Of course, it's the Sunbury Motors studio right here at News Radio 1070 WKOK. If you want to be part of the show, if you want to join us as we jibber-jabber about sports, all things sports, and there's a lot of things going on, 1-800-795-9565, that's 1-800-795-9565. If you want to chat with me or with Steve, of course, as he will be joining us momentarily. And I'm going to start with, because we're in the dog days of sports right now. It's kind of a lull, kind of a dead period, but we're coming up on high school football starting later this week, college football the week after, NFL shortly after that. And the big news, actually, unless you're a fan of one of the teams fighting on a daily basis in the National League for a wild card spot, the big news today is how clear and wonderful it must be to be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan today. Why? There was no headlines about the Steelers. That's why. And their division or anything associated with the Steelers is looking bright. The Antonio Brown situation is happening where? In Oakland. The Odell Beckham Jr. situation is going to... let me tell you, the Cleveland Browns better put up this year because they're talking a whole lot up there in Cleveland. So, to me, the Steelers look rosy today. Rosy.
Everybody's 0-0. They're all rosy.
No, but what I'm saying is, from a personality standpoint, I mean, Odell Beckham Jr., he looks like a jaded ex-girlfriend with the Giants. It's ridiculous. And then now he's got Baker Mayfield on it, criticizing Daniel Jones, and the kid hasn't even thrown a pass in the league yet.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's a disaster. The Browns better put up or shut up this year. That's all I'm saying.
This is why I don't listen to pregame shows. I don't listen to postgame shows. I don't listen to halftime. During the course of the week, obviously we do this show and we talk about all these things. But to be honest with you, all this outside mumbo jumbo to me is outside mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, I know you're a between the lines guy, but
always have been.
Yeah, but I know
to me, if we don't have the games, this stuff's irrelevant.
Right, but it plays a part. You have to admit that.
In what way does it play a part?
Oh, it absolutely plays a part because, like,
how does it play a part in the outcome of a game?
Because it kind of shows the cancer that Antonio Brown really was. And why? Because all this time, anybody who's anybody would have to look at the Steelers and go, why in the world would you trade this talent? I understand that he's difficult, but why would you trade this guy? And now you know. Because you know that, like, he's going to Oakland and they're going to be a disaster. He's going to be a disaster there. You look at the Giants and you go, Odell Beckham is such a tremendous talent. Why would you trade Odell Beckham? After paying him as much money as he did, this is why. It's validation for these franchises, and maybe the Browns will win more games than the Giants this year. They might even win more games than the Steelers this year. But if they don't, you kind of know why.
Well, okay. But it still has, the composition of your team does determine winning and losing. The composition of your team. But all this outside stuff, I feel jilted. I don't care if you feel jilted. You're getting $20 million a year. Right. Jilt me. Okay?
Right. It's totally silly. Absolutely.
Now, what has happened is that you have the vast majority of football players, in my opinion, or baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever. Being a football or basketball player or a baseball player, whatever, hockey means a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 30 years, there's also been this element that, you know, and you're seeing it in the salaries, that we are entertainers. The vast majority of athletes do not look at themselves as entertainers. They don't.
Well, and this happens a lot in the NBA and the NFL right now, too. This is a Major League Baseball problem.
But again, the vast majority don't look at themselves as that.
Right. This is why baseball is having an issue.
Because most of them, even in baseball, most of them don't look at this as entertainers. Most of them are just trying to, they're fighting like crazy to see if they can somehow keep their job.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But like baseball gets a lot of criticism because A, they don't let their personalities fly. Like when Bryce Harper got, you know, yelled at basically for being, you know, vibrant or having an attitude whenever he would hit a home run and the bat flips and this, that, and the other. And they say, well, Mike Trout, he needs to be more of a star. He's the best player in generations. And yet then, you know, but then you're killing Bryce Harper for being a certain way. Where in the NBA or in the NFL, they kind of allow these personalities to, you know, be who they are. It's weird. It's a weird dichotomy between the two leagues is what I'm saying, basically.
Except it's very few exceptions. But again, there's an entertainment part that does come into play in sports, and now you have certain ones. And what do a lot of entertainers do? A lot of entertainers look out and they make news away from their movie, their TV show, whatever it may be. Well, that's what some of these people do. Hey, some of these people do. They sit there and they look at as entertainers. And so they're trying to keep their names out there all the time.
Well, and some of it's insecurity, too. I mean, you can look at this thing with Baker Mayfield, and it screams insecurity with him talking about what makes a great quarterback in the NFL. Are you joking? You had a 500 season in your first year. Take it easy. Like this guy's talking about like he's like he's Vince Lombardi over there, like he knows how to make a quarterback. Tom Brady's never come out and said that he's great at all, let alone how you be great. He just is, you know, and the great players just are. It's very rare that you're a great player to say how great they are and why they're so great.
Yeah,
that's a Ricky Henderson thing.
Yeah, that is a Ricky Henderson thing.
He's one of the few that was actually as great as he said he was.
Yeah, he was a great player, no question. but you know what? That part doesn't interest me. I mean, when I sit there and I see a guy continue to go over and over about a helmet, you know what that tells me? That tells me he does not want to be in practice.
He doesn't want to play.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
Oh, he wants to play on game day. Yeah.
All right. There's the big difference. Believe me, you don't think in my lifetime, in all the events or practices I've been around, that I can't tell somebody who doesn't want to practice day?
I'm one of those guys, too. Right? When I was playing, I didn't want to practice. I hated it.
But I'm saying, do you realize now? Many use different excuses. Do you know how many times I've been told over the years he has, quote, extremely unimpressive x-rays? Okay,
that's a wonderful way of putting it.
Right, where they don't, because they don't, they want to take the day off.
Yes.
This guy does not want to practice. He doesn't want to be a part of the preseason. He just wants to show up on game day and be the star.
So why can't he just do that the way like Le'Veon Bell just basically said, I'm not stepping on the field for preseason. Like, I'm just not doing it. Saquon Barkley more or less said the same. I mean, they kind of pretended it was an injury thing for a second, but Barkley more or less...
Those are decisions made by the coaching staff. Okay? Do you think Pat Shurmur wants to play Saquon Barkley? No.
Well, no, especially after what he saw.
He doesn't want to play Saquon Barkley. That's a mutual decision. That the coaching staff is absolutely on board with not playing Saquon Barkley. All right? And this has nothing to do with playing preseason games. Antonio Brown does not have to play preseason games. He doesn't need preseason games.
Yeah, no, of course he doesn't.
All right? He doesn't need that. Saquon doesn't need it. Essentially, really, I mean, what, the one series that Eli Manning plays? Ooh, I think we're ready.
Right.
Ben Roethlisberger hasn't taken a snap.
Right.
He doesn't need it.
It's the offensive and defensive lines that need that practice, right?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, but, you know, the preseason to me and the preseason games to me are all about roster spots 37 through 45.
Right, the back end.
Everybody between the draft, free agency, people you waived, right? You've already set the first 35 to 37 roster spots. Now who's going to make the team 38 through 45? That to me is what the preseason's about. That to me is about what the preseason games are about. So he doesn't need to be playing. But guess what? If he's making money and he's part of the team, he's got to be part of the team. And that's where sit back and you look at what he's done or not done, and he's not part of what's going on out there. And I don't blame Mike Mayock at all for saying, hey, look, it's about time that you're either all in or all out.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
He's absolutely right about that.
Oh,
there comes a certain point where you look around and you say, you know what? You're either all in or you're all out. Hey, we've backed you up on the helmet. We've backed you up on your feet. We've backed you up in the time you've missed. The Raiders have backed him up all the way.
Of course they have. Yeah.
I mean, are they supposed to be lemmings following Antonio Brown into the sea?
That's what he wants.
Right? And at some point, you have to look over and say, look, we aren't lemmings. At some point, you're being paid to work. It's time to work. Antonio Brown's always been a great worker. Yeah, it's the same guy that quit in week 17.
Yeah, no.
If anybody else, except for the suit, quits... you're not welcome back.
Well, that reputation went out the window. I mean, I used to hold AB in high regard, and it's weird what has happened to him over the past year. It's just, it's strange. It's a very strange decline.
He is, but again, I think he relishes tremendously the attention that he gets. I mean, why do you show up in a hot air balloon?
Right.
To camp.
That's what I mean. Just, like, how happy are the Steelers that guy's not around?
There are 32 teams, and you know what all 32 have in common? They provide a player's parking lot. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, I'll be in the studio tomorrow, and then we'll head over to Lewisburg. It's funny, I was talking to Andy Bennis last night. Remember Andy pitched for the Padres and the Cardinals in his career?
Yep.
Yeah, I was talking to Andy last night. His son Shane plays for the State College Spikes. Andy's one of those guys that is incredibly unassuming. He has no ego at all, just a down-to-earth guy. He says, they're going into the All-Star break right now. He says, so what do you have coming up? And I said, well... He said, well, I think it was like, how are you going to spend the next couple of days? I said, well, I got to go to Lewisburg Wednesday. He goes, oh. I said, then I got to go to Harrisburg Thursday. He goes, oh. I said, I have to go to Pittsburgh Monday. He goes, oh. I said, it's a little busy right now.
So much of a vacation, right?
Yeah. That's all I do is lounge. Yeah, that's all we do is lounge around here. So, okay. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. I'm going to be in the studio tomorrow. And then from there, we'll head over to Lewisburg, to the restaurant there. It'll be great. And I think I'm being interviewed by somebody, whatever. We'll take care of that. And then we'll answer a bunch of questions and then move on.
Party.
You know, we'll party on and we'll pay tribute, of course. We'll talk about the great job Justin Michaels does, Greg Wetzel, Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt.
Go ahead.
Dave Ritchie.
Ritchie. Say it.
And then we will finally get to the award winner of all award winners. A person that has won more awards than Amy Adams.
Okay. Maybe in sports broadcasting. That's about it.
She keeps getting nominated. Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good in the background.
It wouldn't be a Steve Jones show with me producing if that... It happened yesterday, too. Luckily, we dodged a bullet.
I heard it. That doesn't sound good.
It wouldn't be me. If I wasn't worrying for my life, it wouldn't be right.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. So we will introduce the suit tomorrow. I'm sure he'll bring his award with him. There'll be no need to introduce the award. I believe he sleeps with it.
I say, what did he? What award did he win?
Top play-by-play guy in the state.
All right, that's right. I forgot about that.
How could you? He introduces him. Hi, Kevin Herr, award winner. How are you?
Hi, I'm award winner Kevin Herr. How you doing?
Hi. Hey. Hi, how are you? Did I tell you I won the Silver Sound Award?
You just said it. You introduced yourself with it. Oh. You handed it to me, actually. Here, take a look at this.
Would you like a selfie with it?
Do you want to be in the picture, Kevin? No, just take a picture with the award. That's fine.
Just with the award.
Just the award.
I went to Pocono to watch a lot of crashes. All right, so... Yeah, I saw that opening lap. I asked myself, can anybody in the sport drive? All right. Good.
I want to thank the Pirates for showing up last night. Come on, can you guys get it together, please? 13-0. Can we God. I mean, can we get a little help, please? Even as Phillies fans around here, you gotta be hoping for the Nationals to lose.
I really like Greg Brown. Like as a person, I just really like Greg Brown's great guy. I think he does a great job. All I know is that Greg, you are earning every dime this season.
Sure.
You're
is.
Earning every dime.
And he's putting it towards therapy. Jeez. Oh. Yeah, it's bad. Oh. It's bad, man. It's bad.
Yeah.
And you'd figure with guys like Chris Archer and Starling Marte, and like you'd win a few games, but like, God, I feel like every time I look up, it's like 8-0. I'm like, what is happening?
Well, they're not winning. That's what's happening. It goes back to the old story that Andy Russell told me one time that Chuck Knoll said, I've looked at the film. This is back when they had film. I've looked at the film. I know why you're not winning. And everybody got all excited. If we're finally going to get some answers. He looked around. He said, you aren't very good.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Plastic turning up everywhere in the ocean?
Everywhere.
I can tell you what plastic's not turning up in the ocean. Credit cards. There's a friend of mine. This is a true story. It's a friend of mine. His wife misplaced her credit card. And they said, did you inform the credit card company? He says, no, actually, the person that took it was spending less.
Oh, ba-dum-bum.
So we're out at dinner one night. Group of friends. And it was one of those, look, you know, there's four couples there. We're just going to split the bill four ways. So everybody just throws their card in. So they come back and they go, you know, Mr. Goloshevsky, Mr. McGrath, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Karpinski. Like, Karpinski? There's no Karpinski at this table, right? And all of a sudden, one of our other friends picks up the card. He goes, oh, my God. He says, we did the same thing in Cleveland at the NCAA Wrestling Championship or what, you know, wherever it was. He says, and we all threw in. I ended up with his card. They got mine.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Maybe it was the same story where it turned out they were spending less on the report. For all we know.
Like, that guy never uses his card ever. Wow.
Mr. Goloshevsky, Mr. McGrath, Mr. Jones, Mr. Karpinski. We're looking like Karpinski. Who the heck's Karpinski?
All of a sudden you look at your friend, you're like, what's really going on here?
Well, the odd part is it was actually Keith Karpinski who played football here at Penn State.
Oh,
he had his card.
Wow.
He had his card. Keith's a great guy. But yeah, he had his card. We're like,
I hope he's a great guy. He understands that he just bought dinner for.
You got to remember that the Karpinskis had his card.
Right, right. No,
so they each picked up the other's card.
Oh, man. Yeah, but still, you know, who knows?
And you should see the car the Karpinskis are driving these days. Unbelievable.
No, I didn't see your card. What are you talking about?
I picked up your card.
You must have picked up mine. No, I know nothing about it, man. No.
I don't think so. It must have been my backup card.
Yeah. Well, somebody else got it, man. Go talk to Steve or whatever. Whoever. Whoever was there. Go talk to Pete over there. He took your card. It wasn't me.
But I'll tell you, he said, I kept paying this other guy. I kept paying the card. He said, because whomever had it was spending less.
That's incredible. It sounds like a bad, like, comedian's joke. Like, it sounds like almost like a take my wife, please situation.
I know.
But in real life, it's amazing.
It's too funny.
Yeah. No.
A lot of people are wondering if we're starting the talk show this week, and the answer is no, it's next week.
The talk show?
With James Franklin.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. No,
that's next week. It is not this week. If it is this week, I won't be there. I'm scheduled to speak at Harrisburg Thursday.
Someone else is hosting it, right?
Yeah.
I'm hosting it. It's me. That's it.
Yeah.
We forgot to tell you, Steve. Things have changed.
This is your big break.
I hope not. I don't know enough about Penn. I'd have to study. I have to read. That involves reading. That's no good. I don't like any of that. I did enough research yesterday. I'm done for the month. That's it.
And what did you research yesterday?
I told you at the top of the show. I researched the champions, like how many dynasties and like repeats there were per league. That was it for me.
That was it. You're exhausted.
I'm done. That's it. My brain has had enough. That's it. Between that and the local news stories that we deal with here every day, hard hitting.
Yeah.
That's enough. That was enough for me.
Well, we're going to have a good time tomorrow.
Yes.
Everybody will be together.
I actually helped Kevin Herr load the liquor into the back of a truck today.
And you drove it to Danville, didn't you?
I would have totally taken it to my house if you would have let me. Party at my house.
Drove it to Danville.
Yes, he did.
Yes. But the party's in Lewisburg, right. I believe.
Not anymore, it isn't.
I'm just storing in my garage.
He actually had it in his office, so there you go.
Oh, I have several jokes there I won't use.
Yeah.
All right. I won't use. All right, so we are at a point on 24/7 sports where if you go back 30 years, I know ESPN was invented at this point, you know, because this is ESPN coming up on the 40th.
Yeah, they got to be coming up on 40, right?
40 in September. So, in fact, 40 in what, 2 weeks? September 5th, I believe, will be the 40th anniversary of it. And the but we've entered into NFL Network being on 24/7, NBA Network, NHL, MLB, Golf Channel, ACC Network, SEC Network, Big Ten Network. Now, these are all 24/7 channels. You have to have the ability to fill this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And part of it is, let's play up the drama of whatever. Stuff that I just don't have any interest in at all. You know, like, get out there and play. I mean, but we have entered into an era where sports figures are paid like entertainers because they're considered entertainers. Mm-hmm. And they're acting like entertainers. And not all. Most consider themselves to be professional athletes playing a sport. But you do have a segment out there that conducts themselves as if they're entertainers. So here's Antonio Brown, the entertainer, shows up in a hot air balloon. Here is Jalen Ramsey, entertainer, shows up in a Brinks truck. Right? No, I'm not making this stuff up.
I know you're not. It's hilarious. It makes me laugh. And, like, Jalen Ramsey got toasted last year. Like, he had a really bad year last year. He talked all this smack, showed up in a Brinks truck, nightmare season. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, he showed up in the Brinks truck 3 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, but, what I meant was, like, last year, like, he talked all this. Like, you would have thought,
sure.
You would have thought last year would have taught him a lesson and he would have had, like, a down low, chill type of camp this year. No. No.
No.
Not even close.
But these guys, there's a certain segment that thoroughly, completely believes in the entertainment portion of it. And so they are always trying to carve out their Twitter, carve out their entertainment value, carve out their whatever. They're trying to keep their name in the forefront as often as possible. Okay.
So now, are you suggesting...
In the process of doing that, it's... And you're running a sports...
Gotcha.
And you're running a sports service. You're running a sports network. Look, you got all the time in the world to cover this stuff. Mm-hmm. So you cover it.
Yep.
Right? Because guess what? They're handing you something to cover.
Well, between that and sports talk radio, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, it's... and people can call in and say whatever they want. I mean, it's definitely fodder. It's no doubt fodder.
And that's what it is. And that's because these guys do consider themselves entertainers. And they have been, they look at their persona as entertainers. Now, that doesn't mean I have to buy into it.
No.
Because, obviously, I don't.
No, you don't care. Clearly, everybody, you don't care.
Right. And I wish somebody along the line would have, I don't think it's courage, but just look in the camera and go, Antonio Brown's not practicing. Who cares?
Right. Well, and that's the thing. And I think that is the, if you listen to a lot of sports talk radio, even within that, you hear that sentiment. Like, I heard it on New York Sports Talk Radio today regarding Odell Beckham, because Odell Beckham is acting basically the equivalent of a jaded ex-girlfriend the way he's treating the Giants. He's out in Sports Illustrated today talking about how they sent him to Cleveland to die. Really? Like, Cleveland is an up-and-coming team, and they sent you to play with your best friend Jarvis Landry, where you said you wanted to play. Like, but yet he still can't let it go. And the sentiment on the New York radio stations is, who cares? Like, nobody cares anymore. But the fans keep calling up and going, that Odell Beckham Jr., blah, blah, blah. Like, they're actually driving the ship more than the hosts are. The hosts are trying to talk baseball or actual moves or what happened with Avery Williamson with the Jets or whatever, like, actual between-the-lines situation. And the callers are calling up, and they're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. So I don't know if I can blame the network for that or not.
Well, they do carry most of this stuff. I mean, let's face it. I mean, these people are carrying it.
But I mean, to give like NFL Network example for you know, give them credit where it's due. Like MLB Network kind of bothers me a little bit because like they don't carry this minutia about like the off the field drama that goes on, but they will literally run MLB Tonight or whatever their highlight show is all night long, like from 11 o'clock until the sun rises. It's the same show. Whereas NFL Network will do like 12 hours of, you know, greatest games or countdown list or just something that's at least different than the same old nonsense.
Well, you got to remember though that when you're a national network like that, for example, 3 a.m. Eastern time is midnight Pacific time.
Right.
So that's why they do that. You'll see, like, for example, TNT will play a movie at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and all of a sudden you see it's being repeated again at midnight.
Right.
Well, that's because it's now, you know.
Well, yeah, no, I totally get that. But like, even like, you know, like even on NFL, like on an NFL Sunday going into Monday, they'll play the highlight show until like 3 a.m. or whatever. But then at 3 a.m. or whatever, they'll play a best, like a, you know, a classic game from like the 80s or the 90s, and that's right. Awesome. Like, I love that stuff. Being an insomniac, I think that's great.
Sure. I mean, for MLB, they're in season right now. So, you know, instead of doing the, what do they call it? Fine Nine, Greatest Nine, whatever.
Right.
They'll do the Greatest Nine Catchers, Greatest Nine. Like, they do documentaries too, but they do that almost all in the off season.
Yeah.
They're in season right now.
Right.
But again, everything is about, you know, everything's about the drama. Now, there's certain areas of drama that are important. Let's take Chris Sale yesterday. Chris Sale went to see Dr. James Andrews.
Yeah, he did.
Right. And it turned out that it's inflammation. He doesn't need Tommy John. Okay. Now, that's a story.
Mm-hmm. But that's a between-the-line story, too. I mean, that's not
right.
Drama.
Right. That's a between-the-line story. There's no drama there at all. But the Antonio Brown stuff, right? It's all drama queen stuff.
Or the Brett Gardner stuff, if you want to stay on baseball. The Brett Gardner stuff in New York with the banging the bat off the dugout ceiling and getting tossed from the game. We're still talking about it. It's been 2 days. You know, and the Yankees are like 40 games above 500. Who cares? But we're still talking about it.
Right. One quick comment about the Yankees, and it's not an on-the-field thing. It's an off-the-field thing. I really hope Michael Kay's okay.
Absolutely.
The television voice of the Yankees.
Michael Kay.
Michael Kay.
What's wrong with Michael? I didn't hear anything about Michael Kay. I heard Sterling was sick earlier this year, but
John Sterling, yeah, he's back. He's working. So is Michael, but Michael was out for a few weeks because he had vocal cord surgery in Boston.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
And the vocal cords have sort of responded, but not the way everyone hoped they would.
Mm.
So he has been back for a couple of days, and he freely admits he's scared. He can't get to the range he was at before. Now, maybe it's because he hasn't exercised them enough. I don't know. Because Joe Buck went through this. Joe Buck went through a problem with his voice at one point, and then eventually, after a year or whatever, bounced back. But he didn't. But the surgery that Kay had, he felt he had to do, obviously.
Were they nodes? Was it like your run-of-the-mill, like, vocal nodes type of situation, or?
I don't know.
Huh.
All I know is he sought out a specialist in Boston. He went. I want to say he missed 6 weeks. And then when he came back, it hasn't responded the way he hoped. And he admits. He says, look, I'm scared. I think he was talking with Andrew Marchand from New York Post.
Yeah, from the New York Post. So it says, I actually have the article here. He says, quite frankly, I'm scared. He's 58 years old. He said via a text interview, because obviously he's trying not to talk. He's limiting his use of his voice, and he's going to be doing the five games on the Western road trip. So, and he says he's concerned about that. He says he's filled with anxiety and fear, not being able to speak for all that time. You're trapped in your own mind, and you're thinking the worst. It's been very scary, and at no point do I think I'm all good now. It took a long time to get back, and I didn't rush because I wanted to be right, and I wanted to last. That's courtesy of New York Post.
Hey, you can't blame him. I mean, this for him, this is how he's made his money. It's how he's made his career.
Yeah. Well, and he hosts a show in New York, too, on ESPN Radio.
And that, yeah, you know what? And to be honest with you, I've got to wonder if at some point he steps away. I don't want to speak for him, but you do have to wonder if at some point, do you step away from that? How about I'll phrase that? Do you step away from that to call the games because in the end the games are the more important part and maybe the party makes more money at? Now, that I don't know. I have no idea what ESPN pays him in New York.
Well, he says he loves both jobs. He wants to keep both jobs. That's his goal.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him in the least.
But he's not sure if he can handle both. Like, he's just not sure. It just seems like he doesn't know. And fear of the unknown is like probably the biggest thing humans are afraid of. You know, I mean, you could see it in everyday life and everything that goes on. So, yeah, I didn't even know that was going on with Michael Kay. I had heard the thing about John Sterling. He broke his string of consecutive games called, which was epically long. And then, but then that was it. Gone.
Right.
Some Mets news just came across the wire. Speaking of injuries, Robert Gesellman's out for the season. So the bullpen just got weaker.
Well, that changes the balance of power. I think there was a headline saying he was terrified.
Yes.
All right, and he tweeted out that no, he said I was a newspaper writer, and I know someone else writes the headline, but rest assured, I am not terrified. My return won't last. Never said that word and don't feel that way. The article is representative of my words, but the word terrified, which was used in the headline evidently, is not even close. Have a great day.
Yeah. No, that's true. That is true. I don't see, in any of his quotes, I don't see terrified anywhere. So.
Right.
He said he's nervous and he says he's got anxiety, but he doesn't say anything about terror.
Yeah. I mean, it's... So, you know, you have throat surgery, you miss about a month, you come back, and the hope is that you then try to use, quote, the moneymaker, and you're not quite getting the results you hoped for?
I mean, I'm not Michael Kay. I'm not you. I don't, you know, I'm not like a legendary broadcaster, but I was a professional vocalist. I was a professional singer back when I was in my like late teens, early 20s. And the reason why I didn't continue that career is because I learned pretty early on that I have somewhat of a frail voice and I was developing nodes rather quickly. Even despite the fact that I used correct technique and I did all the things I was supposed to do and I rested my voice when I had to, and it didn't matter. Sometimes the voice just doesn't respond. So I wasn't going to put myself in a position where I was going to put my livelihood into this, you know, basket. Sure. So,
well, the everything's buzzing in the background. Right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. All right, Neil Coulong, next half hour, we'll talk about Antonio Brown and about some of the key decisions the Steelers are going to have to make. And that will be our conversation with Neil in the next half hour. Looking forward to that. Great to have you with us here on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Q, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.